Live 89.5 here on this afternoon, and I'm wishing you a very, very happy afternoon. This is the Drive Programme brought to you by The Village Coconut Island. And something I like to do, especially on a Wednesday, is bring in musical guests. We used to have the Live on Live sessions, and it just so happens we have a musical superstar who's just arrived on the island. I welcome to the programme Elijah Rock.
Thank you very much, Jason. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. But how are you? You've just arrived. Have you been to Phuket before?
This is my first time.
Wow, so exciting times.
Oh my gosh, I mean, just getting the lay of the land a little bit in the southern part in Rawai, where we are.
I love it. I used to live down in Naihan, so very beautiful.
Oh yeah, Naihan's awesome. Door.
It is very nice. Yeah. Okay, so for our listeners, Elijah, could you give us a little description, describe yourself and your style, because you're a musician and a singer, yeah?
Yes, thank you very much. I am a singer of the Great American Songbook. So a lot of the music that you heard from the 20s to the 40s, the songs that you would hear Sinatra sing or Tony Bennett sing, I am a part of the new legion, the new generation of singers who are singing this American classic music. So I'm one of the only young ones in my genre coming up. And this new album that we have coming out is called Gershwin for My Soul. It's a dedication to George and Ira Gershwin and the lovely music. They were considered the godfathers of the Great American Songbook. And so I decided this would be a good homage.
And homage, yes, a nice respectful way to say that you like this kind of style.
Absolutely.
Now, Elijah, like obviously, like you said, you're a younger guy than you'd expect to kind of be into this kind of music. Why have you gone for this style in particular?
That's a very good question. Well, I'm trained in classical voice. I went to conservatory for classical singing, and so I'm a student of the bel canto technique. And you know, when you're in conservatory learning classical music, you're learning not only the Great American Songbook music, but you're learning great art songs, and also you get to learn, you know, just Broadway's music, just a whole pantheon of classic music. So for me, I was singing Gershwin when I was a kid.
So it was like you just hooked. You loved it, and that was kind
of... Yeah, I mean, it's just a part of when you study classical music, Gershwin music is a part of the repertoire, like Porgy and Bess. Yeah. So it's always been a part of my training, and then I just fell in love with all of these songs during this era. And I continue to, you know, as I embarked upon a theater career, Broadway career, I would continue to sing these songs. And
fantastic.
I don't know. I think they're the best written in American history. I would say that period, some of the greatest songs ever written.
Well, this is, some people say that, like, I think a lot of artists nowadays, there's quite a few artists who take a leaf out of the old school book, and mm-hmm. that seems to be what you're doing, but you're more in the classical way of doing that. You're not just taking the philosophy of the music, you're taking it, like, from the soul, you're going right back there. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about influences, because you mentioned, like, obviously, Porgy and Bess there. Mm-hmm. From my sort of perspective, that was made famous quite often in popular music or popular jazz style from the great Nina Simone.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about some of the people who might have influenced you and who you get excited to go and watch or listen to.
Oh my gosh, so many, man. You know, Billy Eckstein, Frank, Arthur Prysock, Al Hibbler, a lot of the cats, Tony Bennett, a lot of cats, all except for Tony, are not here with us anymore. You know, they just go way, way, way back. And even, of course, Ella, you know, Nina. She was fantastic.
She's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Nancy Wilson. And I listen to a lot of horn players as well, because I have a baritone sound. And I would have to say also with this music, when I was making the decision to record this album, you know, it's one thing to sing this music, but it's another thing to say, okay, now I'm going to actually record an album and put myself in the league of these great entertainers that I've just mentioned, right? And for me, the big question was why? I mean, you've had all these wonderful singers sing this music. What could I do, really, to bring anything interesting and fresh? And, you know, it just dawned on me that if I would be willing to be vulnerable enough, to be authentic enough with myself, and interpret these songs through my experience, then my point of view might be interesting to hear.
Exactly, and there's never enough music in the world, especially with a great voice like yours, I've got to say, Elijah. So let's talk about the album and go through the tracks here. And thank you very much. Elijah's actually brought me a copy of the album, which I'm very pleased with. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Of course.
And so going through the tracks, how are they sort of like written, and or are they all classics that you've gone back from? Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, all of the songs on the album are original song, songs by George. Written, composed by George, most of the lyrics by Ira. There's a few songs on here where Ira was the lyricist, but a few other composers. But the original song on the record is called Gershwin for My Soul, which is the title of the album. And I wrote this with my producer, Kevin Tony. So, you know, it's really interesting because I write as well. And I was really afraid to write a song that had to stand up to all these great songs that have been around for
you've chosen a pretty heavyweight genre, for sure. You've gone for a very heavyweight genre there.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting, the tastemakers.
So respect to that.
Absolutely,
as well,
and that's how I've always used this songbook as a basis for how I write songs, how I write my love songs. And before I chose this as my single, I got feedback from the tastemakers in a very, and so many people came back and said, track number 8 is one of my favorite songs.
And that happens to be the one you're like, that's it.
Oh, man.
Ding, ding, ding,
you
know, the heavyweight knockout of music.
Man. Well, it doesn't get any better than that.
I'll tell you what, Elijah, for the people out there listening, can you introduce this track?
Thank you very much. This is Gershwin for My Soul, the title track of my upcoming album, Gershwin for My Soul.
From the start, I can't hide it. Listening to the drumbeat in my heart, can't deny it. Had me searching high and low for melodies and rhymes aglow. I found Gershwin for my soul, and it's music for. Now I know what Ira meant when he said, romancing, that love is here to stay, my dear, if we just keep on dancing. All my hopes and dreams unfold, sweet lyrics make my spirit whole. I need Gershwin for my soul, and it's music for your soul. Gershwin for my soul, music for your soul. Fascinating rhythm, wonderful, long ago.
Billy, shall we dance? How long has this been going on?
And there That's Elijah Rock here on Live 89.5 and Gershwin For My Soul. We'll be talking a little more with Elijah in just a little moment.
Drive. Brought to you by The Village Coconut Island, a weekend paradise for all the family.
Kajonkia, international,
cool,
coquette,
popular,
wisdom,
respectful,
creative,
interesting,
challenging,
brilliant,
rocks,
epic,
awesome,
excellent.
Children at Kajonkia International School Phuket are challenged with an exciting curriculum that nurtures independent inquiry and critical thinking. Let your child try the exciting learning opportunities at Kajonkia International School during our free trial week. Kajonkia International School Phuket offering quality education for children aged 2 to 14. To find out more, contact us on 089-652-7599 or visit us at our campus in Katu.
From the Island of the Gods comes the latest in vibrant and provocative beachwear and underwear. 69 Slam, pushing the boundaries and breaking the rules. Winter's 16 season in stores now. Laguna, Patong, Caron and PP. Check out the bamboo fiber range, lighter and cooler than cotton. Want to bargain? Caron Shop now has a discounted outlet section. Facebook 69 Slam Thailand. 69 Slam, play loud.
Drive. Brought to you by The Village Coconut Island, your only choice for private events and parties.
And welcome back to the Drive program here on Live 89.5. I'm joined in the studio with Elijah Rock, who is a musician, singer, and I've just found out a tap dancer as well.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Been hoofing since I was about 10.
Wow. Okay. So, but we were talking about Broadway before. Oh, before we forget as well, the beautiful music that we had there. Let's talk about some of the players, because obviously, like, you need players to make it all sound great as well, and for you to have some background to sing to.
Yeah.
So tell us about that, Elijah.
Well, we have Kevin Tony as my producer and keyboardist, piano. We have John B. Williams on bass, Greg Paul on drums, Jacques Lejeune on guitar, and John Story on guitar. And all these guys are phenomenal all-star musicians. I mean, Tom B. Williams was Nancy Wilson's bass player for over 20-some years. So
fantastic. So the vibe was cool in the studio.
Oh, right? Man. These guys, when we went into the studio, the vibe was just, it was like being at home, man.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, the vibe was really hot.
Just to hang out with loads of good music.
Yeah, and I had performed with these guys for about 2 months doing a show called Words by Ira Gershwin. And the majority of these guys were the band in the show. So I was actually, before I recorded the album, I was performing with these guys for like 2 months every night. Like, you know, 7 nights a week.
Oh, that's perfect. That's exactly what you want when you run into it.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk where you've been from as well. You just told me you're on a tour at the moment. You're traveling around. Let's say where you've been from and where you're going to, Elijah.
Yeah, well, we went to Australia, and we did a showcase at The Basement, famous jazz club in Australia. Then we went to Bangkok, and that was really cool. And from Bangkok here to Phuket, and from Phuket we'll be heading to China.
Okay, and any shows you've got going on in Phuket that people can talk about?
We do have some things we're working on, so stay tuned to the website. And maybe in early January there's something we're working on right now.
And let's drop that website in there. We have actually got a link on our Facebook page, which is Phuket Live Radio, but the website is ElijahRock.com, spelt ElijahRock, which is Elijah, and then rock.com. So people can click on the link on our website if you want to go and check that out and check out what Elijah's going on with and check out the news, the latest news. Okay, so going to China as well, that's pretty exciting.
I'm really excited. We just signed a booking agreement with a wonderful agent in China. So there's a brand new beautiful venue opening up in Beijing that we're looking, looks like that could happen. And I mean, it's really exciting. And I will let people know too that my album will be available for pre-sale in about 3 weeks. And that's so you'll be able to get the album pre-sale before the album actually drops, which will be February 24th. So you can enjoy the album before the rest of the public gets hold of it.
Get a sneak peek. You can't say sneak peek, can you? It's a sneak listen, isn't it?
Sneak listen,
excellent. Okay, well, cool. We've got our details are up on our Facebook page as well. Now, you talked about a new venue that's going to be there in China. What about old venues? What about your favorite places that you've played, those places that you just look forward to going back to, or they were so memorable that it can never be repeated?
You know, a lot of my experience this far has been in wonderful theater venues. So for me, I'm new to the whole jazz circuit. I've played the K-Jazz Festival in Los Angeles, which is the number one jazz festival in Los Angeles for several years. So that's always a wonderful treat because it's a outdoor open concert, and you know, anyone can come. But in terms of jazz clubs, this is a new territory for me.
Okay.
So you know, I'd love to play the Blue Note, of course. But I'm really excited about playing some of the wonderful jazz festivals around the world, because you get to just meet new people and be in different countries.
And different varieties of people get to experience your music as well. They might just wander around and just suddenly they're hooked to your style. Yeah. So that's cool to inspire as well.
Yeah.
Okay, now the reason you're here, one of the other reasons you're here, is videos as well. So you're shooting a video while you're on the island.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. We were on this promotional tour and we were thinking about shooting another song in Cuba. We were talking about Cuba, and we were, you know, really checking into Cuba. But once we got out this way, and I landed in Phuket, and we started looking at pictures and talking to people about, you know, what cinematographers are in Phuket, where's the talent here. Of course, the production value is just through the roof. I mean, these shots. I mean,
it's a great backdrop.
The scenery. Forget about it.
It's incredible.
Forget about it. And we happened to meet a great cinematographer. His name is, he's a Russian artist, two Russians, Dmitry and Karim. A lot of people know Karim. And he's their team. They have all the bells and whistles. And once we got to talking and I saw that they understood my vision and storytelling, then I said, well, we got to shoot the music video here in Phuket. I mean, we have to do it.
I think it's a very wise choice. Yeah. I think it's very wise. And you get a holiday. Yeah. You get to spend a bit of time here as well.
And it'll be to this song, actually.
Excellent. So, oh, it's going to be for the Ghost Woman for Masoya. Fantastic. Yeah, well, listen, we're going to get up to running to news time. So, Elijah Rock, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Jason.
It's been a pleasure to chat with you and find out a bit about a real cool musician. I wish you all the best in China and in the rest of your career. Jazz it on.
Thank you so much. I look forward to coming back and seeing you.
All the best. This is Elijah Rock here on Live 89.5. Check his website, elijahrock.com. There is a link on our Facebook page right now. You can check that and send him a message. This is Drive here on Live 89.5. A little Gershwin for my soul.